This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. And man, we got some stuff to talk about this episode, some things I just got to say, ain't that something? That good old Southern saying, ain't that something? If you hear that term, you know something's up. You know it's something like not the best, kind of frustrating at times. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Just some things that ain't that something, man. Like they just get to me, dude. And stuff. But at the end of this episode, I have a big announcement. Please stay tuned for the end of the episode. I will be announcing the date and time for Ethan's Thoughts episode 50, the live episode. If you haven't remembered, episode 50 of Ethan's Thoughts, I will be doing a live episode on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@EthanCGlenn. There's a link in all of my socials, but we will be going live on YouTube and having a live episode of Ethan's Thoughts. The audio will be uploaded as episode 50 of Ethan's Thoughts on the appropriate date, but we will be recording it earlier on a Saturday. That's the only sneak peek I'll give you. I'll give you the exact date and time at the end of the episode, so make sure to stick around for that special announcement. Let's go straight into this episode right now. All right, so this episode is just going to be, like I said, about a couple things, you know, where it's just like you read that, you see that, and you're just like, man, ain't that something? And sometimes it can be a good thing, I guess. Sometimes it can be something that kind of like blows your mind. And most of the time, it's something that kind of frustrates you specifically. So the first ain't that something thing I'm going to talk about in this episode, it's just modern day news. Dude, isn't it crazy how news is just like so irrelevant to a degree? If you're somebody that watches the news every day, I mean, I can understand your desire to want to be in the know, but like, do you really need to know what they know? And so it's like, y'all ever seen that video? That video where it's like somebody, or it's like all those news channels, and they're all like repeating the same message of just like talking about how the news, people are trying to deceive you with their own agendas. I'm like, they're all saying the same thing. Way before that video, I ever saw that video, I just didn't care for the news. But after that, I really don't look at the news. Like, if you want to ask about gaming stuff, man, I'm so in the know. But let me tell you, anything going on in the country, this might sound bad, anything going on in the country, in the world, I am literally like, so out of the loop. I don't know Jack. But you know what? Many, many episodes ago, it actually wasn't that many. I believe it was on the 4th of July episode I dropped when I talked about America and the freedom that we have to do and go as we please. You know, ain't that something? I can go in this place. Media, I can be on my phone a lot throughout the day and I can avoid the news. I don't see the negatives. I don't see even the positives. I don't need to. My life is grand and nice. And seeing the news isn't going to make me make my life better. It might make it worse. And ain't that something that I can just not, I can be all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, The list goes on Facebook, and I don't see these things. It's nice. It's nice. Another Ain't That Something thing. This is going to be, I'm going to list the specific event, but what I'm about to say, every person's going to have a way they can relate to this. So first, let me break it down for you. You buy an item. You buy something. Maybe it's an item you use. Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's an electronic device. Or maybe it was a toy, a doll, an action figure. Anything you can think of. Anything you can think of. You have it. You bought it. You use it. It's just whatever. A normal part of your life. Maybe you damaged it. Maybe you threw it away. Maybe you gave it away to some little kid at church. I don't know. Years go by. You haven't even thought about this item until you see it on the market, and it cost way more money now than it did back in the day. It's a collectible now. And you're like, man, dude, I wish I had that. I cannot believe that. Ain't that something? I had one of those examples in my life recently. So I had an Xbox controller when I used to play only on Xbox before I got a computer and all the other stuff. I used to have an Xbox controller, and I like Halo. If you knew, I've competed in a Halo tournament recently. I've just always been a fan of Halo, so it wasn't too hard for me to be interested in trying to play the game a lot, learn a lot. But yeah, dude, I've had this Halo controller for Halo 5. Now, you guys don't have to know anything about gaming or anything to understand what I'm about to say. In the game of Halo 5, there are two soldiers that the game follows. The Master Chief, who's the longtime character in all the other Halo games, and Spartan Locke. He's the other soldier, and they're clashing. They're going against each other. So Xbox, to promote the event, they dropped two specialized limited edition controllers. One that was green and gold in the colors of Master Chief. One that was silver and blue in the colors of Spartan Locke. And I had a friend, his name was Ryan, and I knew he was going to get one. So he got the Spartan Locke controller. I got the gold and green Master Chief controller. Let me say, I got my money's worth. It was about $50 to buy that controller. $50, $49.99. And I got my money's worth. I used that controller for 4 or 5 years. And it worked. It was awesome. It was always there for me. I took care of it. I didn't damage it. The thumb sticks, you know, the joysticks, they got a little worn out. But other than that, it worked. And it still works. I have this controller. I don't know where it's at, but I have it. So the other day, I am scrolling through my Instagram stories. And you know how sometimes on your Instagram stories, you get those sponsored pages, you know, those recommended. And one of them was Amazon, and they were saying, shop great deals now. And it was the controller. It was the Master Chief controller. And I thought, wow, I have not literally thought about this controller in 4 years because I stopped using it when I went to college. Or maybe a year into college, 1 year into college. So it's been about 3 years since I've actually actively used it on a daily basis. And so I click on it. I'm like, wow, that's cool. I'm not thinking about buying one. I'm not thinking about finding my old one and selling it. I'm literally just wanting to look at it closer because on Amazon, you can zoom in. And I have the image pulled up right here on my phone because I took a screenshot and was in disbelief. This controller, the official title for it is Xbox One Limited Edition Halo 5 Guardians Master Chief Wireless Controller. I owned it. I loved it. It was a great controller. This controller, to buy brand new on Amazon, is $447. $447 with tax and shipping. Round that sucker to $450. What in tarnation? That is literally $400 more dollars than I paid for it. And I just thought, holy mackerel. So I looked it up, and I looked up the other one too. Same price. Why? Because they don't make them anymore. It's limited edition. I thought, that's insane. I thought, ain't that something? A similar thing happened with a Lego set. I had his Lego set. It was like this drill, Lego Miners, and it was a big drill and stuff. You just go and it's whatever the theme of it was. I wore that thing out, dude. I used that drill on so many imaginary runs and all these dream scenarios, and it was crazy. I got my money's worth. I don't know how much my parents got for that because they got it for me as a gift. But let me tell you, that thing's like $500, $300 in that range. That's a big range, I know. But still, it's in that range. I know they didn't pay $300 for that. Ain't that some? How things like that collect value. It's like with a sports card, you know? You get a sports card. You get a rookie card for a rookie in the NFL or MLB or so. And then you get them to sign it. Say they signed it. Well, at that current moment, that thing's worth probably, what, $40? Just because it has a signature, that automatically increases value. But you put that thing in one of those sealed cases and you save it, that rookie becomes a Hall of Famer. You sell that thing, wazoozle amount of money. Ain't that something? How time makes everything get better. You know, you can almost put a life lesson onto that. Everything gets better with time. If you don't like where you're at, just give it some time. I don't drink alcohol, but it is like that aging like fine wine type example, you know, like they say wine gets better the longer it's there. I mean, I don't know. I've never had it. But it's just the idea of that. You know, and it's like these things, like, you know, value the things. Now, a lot of times you get that item and you think, oh man, this is going to be worth. Every time you like don't think about it, like my controller, my Lego set, like when you don't think, man, this could be something someday, that's when it becomes something. But then when you buy something and you're like, man, this could be legit in about 10 years, this could be the most rare thing. Yeah, then it's not. 10 years later, it's actually worth less than what you paid for. And so I just think that's something, that's how the market can work. And it's like, who determines if that's valuable or rare? You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of things that are no longer made, discontinued, but nobody cares. You can still go buy one online from something or somewhere, whatever, and it not be kazoozle amount of money, you know? But dadgum, that controller is worth $450. That's a $400 increase on its value. Holy smokes. And like, who determines that? Who determines that's rare enough that it should be worth this much? Like, I guess somebody buys one and then they just like, I'm going to try selling it for more. I don't know. Or somebody aimed high and they're working their way down. Somebody could have tried to sell that for $700. And it's just crazy, dude. Ain't that some? Another ain't that something moment that I have experienced in my life is when you expect something and it doesn't work out that way. So say you're going to a friendly gathering. This hasn't happened to me and Sydney, but I'm just going to throw us in as like imaginary examples. Say me and Sydney are going to like a friend's dinner or whatever. I don't know. And we're taking a dish, and it's the dish that we both have agreed we're going to prepare for this event. So you got both of us in the kitchen. We're whipping this dish up. We're working hard, all of that. And you take it, and maybe it's the host or maybe the majority, and they're just like, yeah, we don't. Maybe you put some like different type of ingredient in there. I don't know. Like, well, I'm trying to think of an ingredient. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you just put that random thing in there. And everybody's like, yeah, we don't like that. We don't like that ingredient. And you're just like, ain't that something? Ain't that something? We just worked all this time. Nobody's going to eat it. All the people go and pick up their trays and their containers with all the food. And yours is the one that's only got two bites out of. And it was you and your wife. Yeah, ain't that something? That's a weird feeling. Or when you buy someone a gift, think about this. When you buy someone that gift, you're thinking this is a good gift. I've experienced this in the purchasing of it. I'm not going to say who because they'll get embarrassed. But you buy them a gift and you're like, man, this will be a great gift. This is going to be super awesome. I cannot wait to give them this gift. And then guess what? They don't like it. They're like, oh, thanks. You never see them use it or wear it, whichever one it is. Ain't that some? And it's just crazy. Like, the point of this episode is to try to say, there's a lot of times you experience something or you think about something, and ain't that something is like the best phrase to describe how you feel in that moment. And let me tell you, when I went to that Taylor Swift concert, ain't that something. I couldn't tell you what I saw half the time. It was a very different environment, to say the least. And I just thought, man, ain't that something. Ain't that something. But pretty much that's it I have for this episode. I just wanted to talk about ain't that something, you know? Ain't this episode something? And just have a little bit of time just to be able to, I feel like I was a little bit more relaxed this episode than previous ones. Like, I feel like I was just talking, kind of getting back to my roots, you know what I mean? I feel like sometimes in recent episodes, I'm starting to like think, what should I talk about, you know? But like getting back to the roots and just pressing record, I literally just pressed record and then decided this is what I was going to talk about. But like, that's what this should be. That's what Ethan's Thoughts is, not some high production planned out podcast. I mean, here we are chatting. And ain't that some that this man, myself, can sit down, not plan a podcast, not plan the episode, and do it. Ain't that some? Well, you know what else is some? What else is something is the official dates that we are going to be doing Ethan's Thoughts, episode 50. So I want to encourage you again to go subscribe to my YouTube channel and turn on notifications for it so that you will be notified when I go live, or follow my Twitter or Instagram. You can follow one or both. Both of them are at Ethan C. Glenn. I will be giving constant updates leading up to this episode 50 event. But I said, whenever I first announced this in episode 40, you can go back and test me on this. I know I'm right. When I first announced this, I said in episode 40, on episode 45, I will give a announcement of when this will be, because I didn't want to just, I want this to be hype. You know, I want to hype this up. I'm going to probably announce this on my socials now after this episode, because I've been trying to get it all together. But here we are, episode 45, and I am announcing. So episode 50's live episode, where you will be able to interact with me live on an episode of Ethan's Thoughts, and potentially even have a guest join the show, which will be the only time we will ever have a guest on Ethan's Thoughts. Ethan's Friends will be the future of that. We'll be on Saturday, September 9th. Saturday, September 9th. And there's a reason I've picked that day. I'm about to tell you the time. So the reason I picked that day is because that is the sequence that will be officially 2 days after Ethan's Thoughts, episode 49. And then, kind of like I've said, we're going to have that episode. We're going to have that episode recorded on that Saturday. So if you're going to be, if you want to be the first to see how this is going to be, you're going to see my face. We're going to have a set. It's going to be awesome. If you want to be the first to see that, then hop on the live stream on September 9th and come hang out with us. But if you can't make it that day, or if you'd rather just continue and wait for the audio, maybe you don't care, then it will be uploaded on the 14th of September, which is the regular scheduled Ethan's Thoughts episode. Now, the time we're going to be having that, trust me, I have all of this planned out. Like, in such a way, you won't even be able to comprehend how well I have this planned out. So I want to make sure that because a lot of my listeners are sport fans, as they should be. And if you know anything about September 9th, you know that that is the beginning of college football. It is not necessarily the beginning of college football season, but it's week two. It's week two of college football. I'm only saying this because I need everybody to not think, oh, well, I'm going to be busy watching my sports team A lot of my listeners are here in Arkansas. So you are thinking, I've got to watch the Razorbacks. Well, guess what? I got you covered. On Saturday, September 9th, Arkansas Razorbacks play Kent State at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Auburn Tigers play Cal on Central Standard Time at like 9 o'clock at night. Alabama and Texas play at 6 o'clock at night. I'm just covering a lot of the big games for the SEC fans around here. So we will be having our live episode of Ethan's Thoughts at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. We're going to probably go till about 12. The ending time is still undecided, but I'm going to make sure every SEC college football fan and even other big college football fans are going to get to enjoy their Saturday watching football, hanging out with their family, doing whatever you want to do. We're going to have it in the morning. 11 a.m. is when it's going to be. Saturday, September 9th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, baby. I cannot wait. Make sure to go subscribe to the YouTube so that you are ready to go on that Saturday. Links will go crazy on that day on my social sharing this, and we're just going to be hanging out. It's going to be fun. Pardon me, might go live on multiple platforms at one time. You have no idea what I'm about to do. But get ready. Ethan's Thoughts, episode 50, live episode, interaction with the crowd, the audience, whatever. Viewers, I guess that's the better way to say it. I will not have a crowd there, but it's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait. So I hope you enjoyed this random episode, but also the big announcement that we will be having the live episode on Saturday, September 9th at 11 a.m. I can't wait to see you all there, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you again for tuning in to Ethan's Thoughts. If you enjoyed it, follow the podcast. Please share it to a friend if you don't mind, and give it a good little rating if you thought it earned it. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you guys next week for episode 46 of Ethan's Thoughts.